The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Jeremy. I can't hear anything now.
Let me call him, make sure everything's okay. We should be going. 7 now.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Americana Restaurant in the Lakes in Las Vegas. Due to Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated food and wine program, brought to you with a lot of important information each and every week, with good wines and good food on each episode. Thank you for sending me your inquiring emails sent from your home country and literally from all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Argentina, from Baja California, from France, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience is here, and they're both hungry and thirsty. They're starting to have a little bit of vino as we speak, and they can't wait for us to get started. My guest tonight is Chef Stephen Blandino. He's the owner of the Americana Restaurant on the Lake. And also, I have a special guest they're going to get to in a couple of minutes. His name is Nick Litursky. You're going to love this guy. He's been on the air with us in the past, and we're going to talk a little bit about his wines this evening. Whether you're just beginning in the wine business or in the industry itself, Wines du Jour can offer you information you can use to enjoy a glass or two of wine each and every day, especially with your dinner meal, according to the medical profession all around the world. There are a few factors that go into the phenomenon of making wine, and that includes, of course, the grape variety, the region, and the oak aging that goes into it. For instance, if you have a Malbec from France compared to a Malbec from Argentina, the Argentina wines taste a little bit sweeter than the one from France. The region where the grapes grow greatly affects the flavor. Unbelievable, but very, very true. Think about that the next time you have a glass of wine. Where it came from makes a difference. We want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour, and please stay tuned. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast, and Wines du Jour food and wine radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world on via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. They're also available free on podcast and iTunes. Wines du Jour, I'm your host, Les Kincaid, and I want to make sure that you don't touch that radio dial. So I've got some great information for you, and I want you to meet a gentleman that we've known for a number of years that's with our winery that we're featuring this evening, which is known as Layer Cake. Maybe you've never heard of Layer Cake, but by the time the show's over tonight, you're going to want to run out and buy some, because this is very, very good product. Nick Litursky is there. Nick, are you with me?
I am. Hey, Les, it's great to hear your voice.
Hey, same here. How are you doing?
I am fantastic, and I'm really excited to talk with you and your audience tonight.
Yeah, that's good. You know, the first wine that we're having this evening, I'd like you to tell us a little bit about, and that, of course, is your world-famous Sauvignon Blanc, which, as you know, my favorite food wine to go with it. We got to go to a break, Nick, so I'm sorry it's so sudden. But hang on. When we come back, we'll talk to Nick Litursky. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour at Americana, the restaurant at the lake. Be back in a moment. Thank you.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available only on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
Hello, CRN listeners, this is Michael Horn inviting you to join me and my co-host, sommelier Nicole Nielsen from Roost Chris Steakhouse, as we present What's Cooking on Wine. Find out about the latest trends in wine, great food, spirits, and a whole lot more. It's What's Cooking on Wine, done live at 6 o'clock Monday nights at Roost Chris Steakhouse in Pasadena, California, and then the replays throughout the weekend right here on CRN. So if you love wine and you love great food, it's What's Cooking on Wine right here on CRN.
Welcome back to Wine Du Jour. We're having a good time. We had cut Nick Litursky a little bit short, which I didn't mean to do. Nick, we're featuring your layer cake Sauvignon Blanc this evening, the 2016 release. It is the California Sauvignon Blanc. And before I ask you some questions, I want to mention a couple things that everybody, I hope, already knows. But if not, here you go. When they say California vintage, that means that the grapes can be brought together from literally any part in California. And in this particular case, they've gotten Sauvignon Blanc grapes from one of my favorite areas, Lodi, also from Lake County, and as well the Alexander Valley. All three of those areas produce a very nice Sauvignon Blanc, and when the winemaker has an opportunity to blend the juice from all of those, you ended with something that's really, really nice here. And I just want to mention that this is retail value of around, believe it or not, $13. Unbelievable. Nick, tell us a little bit about your Sauvignon Blanc, man.
Well, it's great. Hey, and Les, thanks for having me on. This is a really special Sauvignon Blanc. You know, a little backstory on Layer Cake. Jason Woodridge, who makes all of the wines for Layer Cake, started making just red wines with his 100-acre wine. And he was not making white wines per se, and had an opportunity to make this wine through Layer Cake and getting three distinct areas. Primarily, half of the vintage actually comes from Alexander Valley. And it's right near the banks of the Russian River, so that brings a lot of really good minerality on in this Sauvignon Blanc. With the Lake County, we've got a lot of citrus flavors. And then with the Lodi, it's very warm and hot in Lodi, as everybody knows, or maybe they don't know. So you get a lot of tropical flavors with having that hot temperature.
That's good information, but this is also kind of nice and fruity. It's got a little mocha to it. It has a very rich taste, which, in my opinion, this is the best white wine you could get to pair with food. I'm talking about Sauvignon Blanc, as opposed to the world-famous Chardonnay. Chardonnay is not all that food-friendly in most cases, just to surprise some people. It is something that does go with some food, but certainly not with all food. It's more of a patio-type varietal, Chardonnay, I'm talking about.
Yeah, and one of the biggest things that I say out of this wine is white peaches. I love, so when you taste this wine and you bite into a white peach with that pitted stone fruit, it just brings out those flavors, and it's extremely crisp, a lot of citrus. This
good.
Wine is 100% stainless steel. So there is no oak treatment on this. It's not in any oak barrels, so it's very clean and crisp. And it's 100% whole cluster pressed. So we press all the grapes together, and it brings out a very citrusy, clean flavor.
And one of the things I want to mention that I haven't yet, and you didn't mention yet either, is that this has a Stelvin closure, also known as a screw cap, on the top of that bottle. In fact, all three wines this evening from Layer Cake have Stelvin closures, which is kind of a unique thing. And I'd like to get your opinion after I give you mine, if you don't mind, Nick, about screw caps.
I want to hear yours, Les. I love hearing your opinion.
The screw cap business is something that I think is going to make the wine industry double in volume, because wine won't go so bad. Wine with corks, or bottles, I should say, with corks, tentatively draw a little bit of air here and there. And we all know, we probably heard the term corked wine, which you might experience in a fine dining restaurant or in a bar, that you might order a bottle of wine from. When they bring it to you and have you taste it, it doesn't taste well. And that just means that some air has gotten into that bottle through the cork. With a screw cap, there is no such thing as air getting into the bottle. And consequently, all the testing that they've done in the last 15 years that I know about, they have not had one case of wine changing because of the screw cap. So my suggestion is to get, if you have the idea that screw cap means it's cheap, is not the case. Actually, it costs the same or maybe a little bit more for a screw cap than it does a cork. But frankly, the winery doesn't have bottles returned that they do when they have cork, because a cork bottle goes right back to the winery eventually. And, you know, when you think you've made X amount of dollars and all of a sudden you got to take 5 or 10% off of that because of returned cork bottles, that's not a good thing, where they don't have that problem whatsoever with Layer Cake. Do you agree with that, Nick?
Yeah, you know what? And honestly, all of our wines throughout the portfolio, you know, we have two white wines, we have one rosé, and then we have five red wines. And really looking at the portfolio and what we do is, Jason goes around the world and he finds the greatest vineyards all over the world to make great wine. But these wines are extremely approachable, and these wines are meant to drink right away. So when you walk into your favorite store to buy the wine, or your favorite restaurant, you're drinking those wines right away, and you're not aging these wines. So what we want to do is essentially eliminate what Les said, but also give you the experience that it is closed the way it should be, that you're going to drink it within, quite honestly, it's going to be less than a couple days of purchase. And that's kind of the norm of what we see with wine purchasing these days.
Yeah, I think that's very true, and good information. You know, I tell people that it's okay to put wine in the refrigerator as long as it's not going to be there very long. You know, if you put it in there for weeks, a lot of people buy six bottles, they put all six in the refrigerator, and they're going to take 6 weeks to drink it all. The last couple, three bottles probably don't taste as good as they should, because they were in the refrigerator and picked up flavors and so on from the food that you have in there. I'm not trying to be rude, but that's actually what happens, is it changes the flavor and the taste. Plus the fact that 39 degrees, which is probably what your refrigerator temperature is a little bit chilly for a long period of time for wine. For a couple days, not a problem. On the other hand, you're not going to drink the wine, generally speaking, at 39 degrees. You get it out of the refrigerator, it starts to warm up immediately. And by the time you get around to opening the bottle, whether it's with a cork or a screw cap, and put it into a glass, and then it waits a couple minutes before you end up drinking it, it's going to be about the perfect temperature for white wine. We like to see it around 50 to 55 degrees. On the other hand, red wine, same situation, we would like to have it a little bit warmer, around 60 to 65 degrees. The colder it is, the worse it is in terms of taste and flavor. On the other hand, the warmer it is, if it's too warm, you also pick up some nuances that you probably didn't want to pick up, and the wine will not taste as good. So the ideal temperature for white wine is 50 to 55, and for red wine is 60 to 65. You agree with that, Nick?
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing, too, is, I mean, your temperatures are correct, but, you know, you take something like our Sauvignon Blanc, we also make a beautiful Chardonnay, and, you know, really, you're tasting the 2016 vintage. Once we roll with our new vintage, that's gone. I mean, we don't make, you know, so much that it doesn't get out to all over the parts of the country, which all of our wines can be purchased in all 50 states. The Layer Cake wines can be purchased in 50 states. But when it's one of those things where that'll be sold out, and we'll be flipping to the next vintage. Where these wines are not meant to age, and that's not how we produce them. So it's one of those things where we want to make sure we get the freshest product out to you and your most enjoyable product, and that's Jason's philosophy. Whether he's making a 100-acre, which can age many, many years, and that's his top-tier wine, or a layer cake wine, he wants you to enjoy it the time that you buy it. And that's the most important thing for him, that if you purchase it, whether it be in your favorite restaurant or your favorite store, you take that home and you're going to enjoy that wine right away, straight out of the bottle.
Right. Very good information, and definitely right on as far as the concept is concerned. Fresh is good. You know, that's the way we like to see it, and especially white wines, more so maybe than red wines, but fresh is always the best, just like food. You know, you go to the produce section, you're looking for the freshest produce that you can possibly get, and not just because they have it, but because it's fresh. So that's the way I'd like you to think about your wines as well. And I agree with you. Just, you know, buy what you're going to need for the next few days, and then you can always go back and get some more. However, if you happen to go to a retail store somewhere here in the country and ask for a layer cake and they look at you like you're crazy, make sure you tell them that they can get it and you want it and what you would like, what varietal that you have, and they can get it for you without a problem. Just contact the distributor that they buy from, and they'll have it for you in a day or two. So don't skip it or say, oh, they don't carry it, I don't want it. That's not the right way to do it. Always try to drink what you like. That's what we say in the wine industry. Drink what you like is the very most important part. If you like, you know, I even know a person that likes red wine with ice cubes in his glass. And after you throw up and clean up, you can finally agree, well, if that's the way you like it, it's okay, but please go in the other room and drink it. No, I'm just kidding. But he does have ice cubes in his glass, and it's very, very unusual, but that's the way he likes it. So here again, if that's what you like, that's what you should have. The first wine that the layer cake made was what, back in the late 1900s?
So early 90s, Jason Woodbridge, and actually, you know, 90s, one of the wines.
Okay.
Yeah, in early 90s, so Jason Woodbridge was producing, actually, I take that back, it's the late 1990s. He thought to make these wines, and Jason was starting to make 100 Acre. And for your audience to not knowing 100 Acre just yet, 100 Acre is a very prized Cabernet out of Napa Valley. There's three vineyards that we produce. And the reason I tell this story, because it's a very good background to what layer cake is, and why it's so, you know, when you think about going to the store and buying this wine, think about the story I'm about to tell. This gentleman is a self-made, self-taught winemaker with a little assistance from a very famous winemaker by the name of Philippe Melka. And he made this wine called 100 Acre Cabernet, which now on the mailing list is $500 a bottle. Well, Jason then fast-forwarded a little bit and thought to himself, well, you know, I'm making all these great wines that are very expensive and not many people can drink them except for people that are going to pay $500 a bottle. Well, the reason Layer Cake came about is Jason was actually in Australia and had an opportunity to produce a Layer Cake Shiraz. And with that opportunity to produce that wine, he thought about what would he call it. And the reason Jason called it Layer Cake is Jason knew back when his grandfather taught him about wine, taught him about the nuances and the layers of the soil and many, many layers. Well, when he was a young boy, tried to explain that to a young boy, the many layers of the soil, he used the term with his grandmother would make him a very delicious layer cake. And we all know, Les, with many layers of a layer cake, it's very complex and delicious with more layers. So that translated to Jason. He said, wait a minute, many layers of the soil, many complexities, many layers of the cake, I am going to call it layer cake. And that's when layer cake was born. And he wanted to pay homage to his grandfather. And he produced this Shiraz for the first time. And that was a hit. Jason always made $500 bottles of wine and didn't make a $15 bottle of wine. And it actually sold out within the first 6 months of production. and Layer Cake was born on the scene.
Great story. I really like that. It's very good. Well, all of their wines are handcrafted, which when we come back from the break, I'd like if you would kind of give us a heads up of what handcrafted means as opposed to just fermenting a little bit of juice in a, and putting it in a bottle and put a label on it. We got to go to the break, so if you'll hang on, we'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour. We're coming to you today from Americana, one of my favorite restaurants in Las Vegas, out on the lake. That is a lake we'll talk about when I get my guest, the chef here, a little bit later. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from Rome to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
The following message is brought to you by Health Markets, your first choice when you need health insurance for your small business. Do you offer health insurance to your employees? Call us now and see if you can save money. Do you want to offer vision and dental to your employees? Call us. Do you think you're paying too much for your current health insurance? Call us. Do you want somebody else to do all the legwork and search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide? Call us. We're Health Markets, and thanks to a little-known solution, we could help your business save thousands of dollars on health insurance costs and save your employees money, too. Our service is free. Don't miss the great savings. Call now.
800-997-0151. 800-997-0151. 800-997-0151. That's 800-997-0151.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all states. Product availability varies.
Wines du Jour. We're having a great time here, and we're enjoying a beautiful Layer Cake Sauvignon Blanc, the 2016 vintage, and it is, as we mentioned earlier, the California Sauvignon Blanc. And I have to tell you, Nick Letursky is with us. He's the Western Division Sales Manager. He's been a friend for quite a while, and he's with the 100 Acre Wine Group that actually represents Layer Cake, and let me tell you, they're doing a good job. This is a great product, and $13 retail is about as good as you can get. You would expect to pay maybe twice as much for a good bottle of Sauvignon Blanc, and $13 is certainly reasonable. So don't buy one, buy a few. Do you agree with that, Nick?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And, you know, you left on break with really what we do with these wines. You mentioned something about handcrafted, and it's extremely important for us to show the people that buy the wine and taste the wine that that's what we're all about. You know, Jason essentially travels around the world. We make 9 wines in 4 countries. We work and we're partners with all the farmers that grow the fruit. We essentially handpick the vineyards in which we're going to produce all the wines from all over the world. They're always aged in French oak. One of the things that Jason loves is French oak. And as you know, Les, French oak is extremely expensive.
Yes.
So to take a wine, and I know it's not the Sauvignon Blanc, but the Chardonnay is the same price as the Sauvignon Blanc, and that sees 40% new French oak. So to take a look at something and talk about the expense that's put in and the care that's put in, the biggest thing is that we choose all those things. We table sort this fruit. We make sure that the care is going into anywhere, whether it's our Shiraz from Australia, our Malbec from Argentina, our Primitivo from Italy, or all our wines from California. When we talk about 100% handcrafted, really, those are hands putting in there. And the cost, as you know, when you're looking at wines all over the country, many, many wines that people buy all the time are bulk juice. We don't use bulk juice. We make sure that we use fruit that we decide. We know the soils we decide it's grown in, and we make sure that essentially it's the best product ever. That's why we talk about handcrafted.
Well, yeah, that's a great way to put it, because it makes a major difference. A lot of people aren't familiar with it, they should be. On the other hand, the people that aren't familiar with it now know that it's better to find a handcrafted wine if you can over the bulk process. You know, the bulk process is not my favorite thing for anything, including wine. But the bulk process in food sometimes gets the same problem or the same situation as handcrafted food. So food and wine, and as I put it here on Wines du Jour for the last 16 years, is that wine is food. A meal is a meal, but with a glass of wine, it's a celebration. From casual gatherings to formal affairs, wine celebrates any event. So sit back and relax and enjoy a nice glass of wine with your dinner each and every day. You know, it used to be years ago, most people thought of wine as something to do on Friday night or Saturday and party and so on. And I can tell you that's great for tequila and gin and vodka and all the other hard liquors. But wine is food. And I'd like you to consider it that you want to put bread and butter on the table. You also want to put wine on the table. It's just an automatic with each and every day. And one or two glasses a day is what the medical profession now says. And they didn't used to believe this, I guess, but it shows that it's a very important thing to have one or two glasses each and every day with your dinner meal. You will definitely be healthier for it. And unless you have some type of a medical condition, one or two glasses of wine is something that you should have. Maybe not so much bread, but yes, one or two glasses of wine. That's a whole different story. Nick, can you stay on while we talk a little bit about our second wine, or do you have to
Absolutely.
Go?
Absolutely. I'd love to. I'm actually having a glass of our layer cake Primitivo as we talk. So, I'll stay as long as the bottle lasts there, Les.
Okay, let me know when you run out and we'll go off the air. Now, the reason I ask this is because so many people, if they see this label in the store, and we're talking again about layer cake, but you look to see that it's handcrafted, number one, and number two, what kind of varietal it is, and it says Sea of Stones red wine. What in the hell is Sea of Stones red wine? The average person is probably thinking that. So let me just ask Nick Litursky if he could tell us a little bit about what that's all about. Well,
yeah,
maybe
fantastic.
I need to tell you, before you get started, Nick, I just got a signal. We've got to go to we've got to go to a break in a minute. But if you want to tell us a real brief part, and then we'll go to the break, and you can finish.
Well, as I've got this amazing music going to break left, I want to say to tease everybody, it is going to be one of the most amazing red blends you'll ever have from Argentina. And that's all I'm going to say. And we'll talk a little bit more about it after break.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you very much for doing that. Incidentally, we're going to be talking about the Layer Cake 2015. And it is from Mendoza, Argentina. We'll talk about that when we come back. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV, the only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV, made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV, now available globally on your iPod, Droid, smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Life TV.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Credit cards are sure fun to use, perhaps a little addicting, and they kind of make you feel rich. Well, if you're like most Americans, you've got over 5 maxed out credit cards in your pocket right now, and you can barely make the minimum payments, right? I'd like to personally recommend a company called DebtHelper.com. DebtHelper.com is a licensed and insured nonprofit debt management agency. They can help cut your interest rates by as much as 50% and lower your monthly payments, saving you thousands of dollars in finance charges on your credit card bills. DebtHelper.com does not lend money. DebtHelper's program could have you paying off your credit card debt in full in a 3 to 5 year period. Call DebtHelper.com right now for your free confidential consultation today. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328.
Credit card management services, Inc. DBA, DebtHelper.com. 3025 North Congress Avenue, number 201, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401. Down payment of debt may be credited to increase finance and other charges or undertake collection activity, including litigation.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Welcome back. We're talking about Layer Cake Sea of Stones Red Wine, and this is a 2015 vintage. And as before we went to the break, I mentioned Mendoza, Argentina. But Nick Letursi is going to tell us a little bit about what the heck is Sea of Stones Red Wine.
So, yeah, and I appreciate it, Les. It's one of those things where we talk about Mendoza and we talk about Argentina. And I think for your audience, you know, one of the big things that everyone thinks about when they think about Argentina is Malbec. And unfortunately, a lot of people just think about Malbec. And, you know, it's one of those things where you look at Australia and everybody thinks about Shiraz from Australia. Well, there's many other varietals in Argentina besides Malbec. While Sea of Stones was a property that Jason decided to purchase as our home estate, if you will. This is the estate that we call our base camp of our Argentinian wine. But the reason Jason purchased it was essentially talking about other varietals besides just Malbec. There's Cabernet, there's Syrah, there's Petit Verdot. This particular blend is all of that plus Malbec. It is 100% Mendoza, it's 100% that region, but the area is a dry riverbed. When we talk about Sea of Stones, Sea of Stones is a vineyard almost that nobody wanted. A lot of things that when we talk about Argentina, people want these high-yield Malbecs that they want to send to the United States, and they're very homogenized, if you will. Everybody's doing them. What Jason wanted was low-yield, high-concentrated fruit of things that, you know, we want to showcase that Argentina is doing extremely well. And that's what Sea of Stones was for us. It had many more varietals than just one varietal, and he wanted to showcase to everyone else out there that there are other wines and there are other grapes that you can drink from Argentina. And having that blend in this, you know, it's French oak again. He loves his French oak, 40% new French oak. And I think it really showcases what Argentina can do besides just being 100% Malbec.
That's a very good point. And one of the things I'd like to also mention about Argentina, because it happens to be one of my favorite foreign countries to import grapes from, or wine, if you will, and that is the fact that the elevations were pretty much discovered in Argentina as being a good thing, not a bad thing, when it comes to vineyards. For so many years, most winemakers wanted to stay with within a 500 or 600 feet elevation or less when they had an opportunity. They were afraid to plant grapes at 1,000 feet or even 2,000 feet. And it turns out that now in the Mendoza area in Argentina, there are wineries that get their grapes from vineyards that are up to 3,800 feet elevation, and discover that, hey, the grapes taste wonderful, make very, very good wine. And your point, Nick, about having Cab or Petit Verdot or Syrah added to the world-famous Malbec from Argentina is not a bad thing. I think it's a very good thing. And I want to compliment you on being able to keep your prices down. This retails, incidentally, folks, for around $15 a bottle. And I have to tell you, it's worth at least double, if not triple that. The taste and flavor, it loves food. And it's also good by itself. This is a patio wine that you could enjoy as well as having some guests over for a nice dinner that justifies something like a Malbec and then adding the other varietals to it, like the Syrah, the Petit Verdot, and Cab.
And part of that, Les, and I don't want to interrupt, but you
yes,
just nailed
okay.
it. I mean, the extra, the additional varietals in this, and you can, you know, educate the audience a little bit more, but they're very similar to Châteauneuf-du-Pape in the Rhone Valley. And the terroir and the terrain that where these are grown are very similar. And as we know, Châteauneuf-du-Pape is one of those areas that we clamor for. That's great wine. It's incredible, you know, high-quality fruit in which we want to produce wine from. That's why Jason was so excited. I mean, it produces wine out of this, you know, this area that is so strikingly similar to that people really, really love it.
That's a good point. And the other thing I wanted to mention about this particular varietal, or I should say this particular wine, the Mendoza Argentina Sea of Stones, is a 2015, as I mentioned earlier, but I didn't mention the percentage of alcohol, and that is that it's 14.5, which for those of you that listen to us here on Wines as You're very often know that the higher the alcohol percentage, the less palatable it is to blend with food. So if it stays around 15%, or less, you're in good shape. So 14.5 is is on the higher side, but not necessarily in a negative way. It still, I have to tell you, goes so well with a lot of different foods. I can think of probably 10 or 12 things that I'd love to have this wine with, whether it's on the grill or in the oven or in a skillet. There's a lot of things that you could serve along with this particular wine. Nick, do you have to leave or can you stay around? We're going to have to
You and I go back far enough, I'd love to stay with you and hang and chat all night. So I'm good.
Okay, that bottle's not empty yet.
No, not yet. I still there.
Okay. All right, we'll hang in there. We're enjoying the nice Sea of Stones, that beautiful handcrafted wine from Layer Cake, the 2015 vintage from Mendoza, Argentina. And we're about ready to go to wine number three. And wine number three is also from Mendoza, Argentina, but it's a straight, come as you like it, Malbec. And we'll talk a lot about that when we come back. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world in the internet with Nick Letersky here at Americana Restaurant on the Lake in Las Vegas.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from Rome to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Credit cards are sure fun to use, perhaps a little addicting, and they kind of make you feel rich. Well, if you're like most Americans, you've got over 5 maxed out credit cards in your pocket right now, and you can barely make the minimum payments, right? I'd like to personally recommend a company called DebtHelper.com. DebtHelper.com is a licensed and insured nonprofit debt management agency. They can help cut your interest rates by as much as 50% and lower your monthly payments, saving you thousands of dollars in finance charges on your credit card bills. DebtHelper.com does not lend money. DebtHelper's program could have you paying off your credit card debt in full in a 3 to 5 year period. Call DebtHelper.com right now for your free confidential consultation today. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328.
Credit card management services, Inc. DBA, DebtHelper.com. 3325 North Congress Avenue, number 201, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401. Down payment of debt may be credited to increase finance, other charges, or undertake collection activity, including litigation.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a great time here. This wine is absolutely outstanding. I have to tell you, Nick, they've done a beautiful job with Sea of Stones, which is a red wine blend from Mendoza, Argentina, which, as Nick told us a little earlier, not only has Malbec, which is probably the most popular wine in all of Argentina and other places as well, but they've also blended a little bit of Cabernet Sauvignon, a little Syrah, and a little Petit Verdot along with that. And that has just, I have to tell you, enhanced the taste of the wine, the Malbec, I should say, because, you know, Malbec is a pretty good thing. There's nothing wrong with it. In fact, our next wine is 100% Malbec. And again, $15 is a very, very reasonable price for this wine. And I like to mention one more time that the percentage of alcohol in this is not real high. It's at 14.5%. That just means it's more food-friendly than some of the higher alcohol percentages. Okay, let's go to wine number three. Wine number three, as I mentioned before we went to the break, is Malbec by itself. Now, Malbec, as you probably know, has a lot of minerality, typically. It has a little cocoa and truffles, and it's very rich, I think, in its taste. That's the way I might describe it. And I'm sure Nick has something else that he'd like to mention about the taste and flavor. But one of the things with this particular Malbec that I tasted, it seems to me it has something that we don't see a lot in Malbec. And folks, you've got the wine in front of you. Taste it and see what you can think about this, and that is bacon. I know. Bacon? What? How can you get bacon in wine? Well, let's give it a try and see what you think about that. What do you have to say, Nick?
Well, I think, Les, you nailed it, and you kind of stole my thunder a little bit on
that. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
No, not at all. This is quintessentially, I love, and I know a lot of you know, those chefs out there and also those cooks at home, you know, obviously everybody loves bacon, right? And that bacon fat, that smelling, you know, and Les mentioned a little bit about chocolate. You know, this particular wine, I think, is it is so quintessential, perfect Malbec from Argentina. I want to tell everybody out there, you don't have to buy another Malbec for the price except for this one. This will be your benchmark, your standard of what Malbec is for you moving forward, anything from Argentina. You know, Les mentioned earlier, this is actually, you know, the blend was 14 in percentage on the blend, but the Malbec is 13.8. So we
exactly
bring down the alcohol a little bit. We make it even more food friendly. And it sees a little bit of French oak, but it is 100%. And that's one thing I do want to mention that I don't know if I mentioned earlier. When Jason Woodbridge makes these wines, he only has ever made two blended wines ever in the history of his career. So you're talking about 16 different wines, maybe 18 different wines that he's ever made. He has never always wanted to make a blended wine. When he makes a wine, he believes that that varietal showcase forward. And this particular Malbec is 100%. Now, if you go buy a Malbec at the same price in a lot of your stores where you buy wine, you're going to find blending that may be substandard grapes, and maybe they're just filling it in at certain points. But he believes it should be showcasing that 100%. What I like about this Malbec, and I think Les said it, he said dark cocoa. I think truffles. I think, you know, that organic simmering chocolate, you name it. I mean, that's what I talk about. And when I talk about all these foods, I want to make sure that Les tells everybody that they can go to layercakewines.com. And we have a chef that handles all of our wineries. His name is Chef Michael Lockhart. And all these recipes, and he does recipes for pastas and breads and meats and pizzas and cheeses and everything. He does them all online. And there's a recipe online for empanadas with layer cake Malbec that all of you will absolutely love. So layercakewines.com, go to the recipes portion of it, and you're going to find some amazing recipes.
Very good information. Thank you very much for sharing that with us, Nick, because I wasn't even familiar. I know they have recipes, but frankly haven't had a chance to take a look at them, and I definitely will take a look at that. The minerality on this this Malbec is just, I think, about perfect. You know, for those of you that aren't familiar with Argentina, excuse me, Mendoza is literally halfway from the top to, you know, Argentina is long and narrow. in South America. And halfway down is where Mendoza is located. And the elevation starts, of course, at the ground level. That would be with the ocean. And then it goes all the way up to several thousand feet. And that mountain happens to run almost the entire length of north and south of Argentina. So, as I mentioned earlier, to plant a vineyard in an elevation of 2,000 or 3,000 feet was just absolutely taboo before, but in the last 40 years or so, they've discovered that, boy, you get some absolutely wonderful grapes from that elevation without being negative in any way, shape, or form. And obviously, they end up doing that in large quantities, and therefore a lot of grapes or a lot of wine come to us from Argentina, and more specifically from the Mendoza area. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk just a little bit more about this $15 bottle of wine called Malbec from Layer Cake in Mendoza, Argentina. So we'll be back. Don't go away right after these messages.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
If you're eligible for Medicare, you need to know there is money available to you that can lower your Medicare prescription costs. How much can you save? Find out now by making a free call to Health Markets. They'll search from a variety of nationally recognized plans to find you the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. And they'll do all this valuable research for you at no charge to you. And remember, you may be able to save money on your prescriptions. We'll tell you if you qualify. Why pay a penny more than you have to for an insurance policy? Let us find you the right plan at the right price and see if you qualify to lower your prescription costs. Put our free service to work for you at no charge. Call Health Markets right now.
800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. That's 800-990-0351.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all 50 states and DC. Service and product availability varies by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
You experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're talking with Nick Letersky from Layer Cake. That's a beautiful wine that if you're not familiar with it, I want to make sure you run down to your retail store and buy a few bottles. Tonight, of course, we have been featuring number one was our Sauvignon Blanc, which is only 13.5% alcohol, which is perfect, and it was a 2016. Then we went directly to 2015, Layer Cake Mendoza, Argentina, Sea of Stones. And Nick told us the story about Sea of Stones, and just to give you a rundown, basically the varietals are Cabernet Sauvignon, Syrah, Petit Verdot, and, of course, Malbec. And, boy, Don't miss it. If you can get to your retail store, it's only 14.5% alcohol. It retails for about $15. And the 2015 Layer Cake Mendoza Sea of Stones is a wine I highly recommend, especially if you love to pair food with wine. And our third one that we're tasting as we speak is the 13.8% alcohol. Again, very low alcohol, $15 retail price at about 2015 Layer Cake Mendoza Argentina Malbec. And you were telling us a little bit about some of the Malbec straight up from the Mendoza area in Argentina. Could you tell us a little bit more about it, Nick?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, our vineyards sit at about 3,000 feet. It's very low rainfall, so it's a lot of warm days, perfect for Malbec, but it also gets the breezes coming out of the Andes Mountains. So it's one of those things where it's perfect growing conditions for it. Like I mentioned earlier, the Sea of Stones is the base camp for what we do with our Malbec. And then what we do is we have that minerality coming out of those stones to produce all of our Malbec that is our 100% Malbec. The biggest thing that we see with this wine is, you know, people have one glass, they want to have another glass, and they may have another bottle. But we always tie it back to food, and I know, Les, you love it. And I mentioned earlier about the empanadas being something that we do online where we recommend the recipes. And one of the things I want to do is make sure before I don't have a chance is to talk about our website that has the recipes on there. And there's a lot of people in your audience, whether they're local with you right now or they're listening everywhere across the country, is you can go to our website and you could submit your story. You've got a lot of bloggers out there. You got a lot of people that submit your story about their culinary experiences or traveling and eating. You can go right on our website, again, at layercakewines.com, and make sure that you can have your story told about whatever layer cake experience you have, whether it be traveling to your cabin or your favorite beach resort or whatnot. We're all about food at Layer Cake. We're all about combining that food experience with wine, and unless I know you're so passionate about that, and I think this is the perfect wine for everybody to understand that Jason is, he's a chef at heart. He is an amazing chef that will cook, and we have our own personal chef there, but you really, you know, food is wine, like you said, and that's the most important thing to us at the winery.
Well, that's great. Well, we're talking about black fruit. We're talking how rich it is. One of the things that we didn't mention about this is truffles. I detect a little truffles in this wine. This is really good. And Nick, I want to thank you very much for being with us. I want to thank everybody for listening to Wines Is Your Show here at Americana Restaurant on the Lake in Las Vegas. That's at Desert Shores, in case you don't know. Wines Is Your continues to be America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show. And you can listen to us each week at this very same station. And you can go to leskincaid.com if you like and choose any of the listed shows 24/7. If you've enjoyed this broadcast, tell everybody you know to join us each and every week at this very same time. If you just want more, know more about my favorite subjects, you can go to leskincaid.com and get my current updates. I want to thank my radio broadcast engineer, Jeremy Knight, for all of his work tonight. Remember that he's been part of civilized 7,000 years. And let me tell you, the only beverage that feeds the soul and the body and the spirit of a man is the same that stimulates the mind. It's called wine. Don't you just love it? Thanks for choosing and listening to Wines Is Yours. Please drink responsibly.